To really say happy International Women's Month.
This
is the month.
Yes.
I know we were supposed to plan the day. I wanted you to come for the day.
Yeah.
But listen, we're celebrating women.
Oh, yeah.
All March. I want to ask you a question. Yeah? What is the most exciting thing about being a woman for you?
Everything. I think it's just the best. Like, you just feel good. Like, you just, it's exciting, isn't it? Like, just to be able to use your charm and, you know, get your way around life.
Do you know what? When I was asking myself this question, I was like, what do I love being about a woman?
Yeah.
I think it's definitely like my feminine charm.
Yeah, charm.
I think women have a charm, yeah, that is like, if you know how to use it right, ooh, daddy.
You're going to get what you want.
You're going to get what you want. And I feel like that's, I feel like as I've grown up, I've learned to tap into that
more. Use it.
Use it.
Yeah.
So how do you use your feminine charm?
I feel like the feminine charm is about being.
Ooh.
Like, it's not trying. You just are.
Or what if you're not? What if you want a bit more?
If you want a bit more,
yeah.
Or to kind of like lean into it. If you're not, if you don't have it, or you don't think you have it,
mm-hmm.
to lean more into it.
Is that
what you're saying? I think being aware of yourself. So when I go into a room, I'm aware of myself. I'm not just showing up like, oh, like sloppy. Like, I'm like, okay, we here. You showed up. Like, being self-aware, like, of yourself at all times. Like, tapping into that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, getting inside, not mm-hmm. being outside. So when I walk in the room, I'm walking in the room like, pat.
I'm here. Hello, hi.
I came for a reason.
Purr.
And you gonna see me.
You know what? Yeah, it took me a long time to walk into a room confident in myself. I felt like when I was younger, I had a lot of like self-esteem problems mm-hmm. and I was very much a tomboy. Like the mandem, they saw me like as one of them. I wasn't like, oh, I would go out with Joyce. I was, if there was a fight, I'd call Joyce. That's what
yeah,
I was.
About that life.
Cool. Yeah, and I felt like, sadly, I boxed myself into there. So it was very difficult for me to come into a room and be like, oh yeah, like, you know, I'm the it girl.
Did you have brothers?
Girl. No, I have all sisters.
Oh, wow.
I think it stems that, it might stem to maybe not growing up with a dad, maybe. I don't know, but I was definitely very hyper-masculine.
Right.
Growing up, like, I was the man them. You know what I mean? I was one of the man them. But I feel like what made me really sad is that during school, I lost out on, like, having the girly experiences, like, guys fancying me and guys, you know, wanting to date me at school and stuff like
that. That never happened to me at school, to be honest.
Really?
No.
Was you one of the tomboys as well?
No, I wasn't one of the niggas. I was black.
Oh, girl. Let's
in a white school.
Oh, yes.
Like, and two of my best friends were mixed race. So, you know, mixed race people, they're like, they get a blight. Like,
they're
it. Especially back then, right? So I was like the dark one out of two mixed race girls. And like, I was just getting overlooked. Guys were, that was, you know, smack my bum and like be all like disrespectful, but no, like, oh, Brini.
Yeah, publicly.
Yeah, no. Yeah, they would never like be trying to date me.
I felt like I got a lot of love.
Yeah.
Not a lot of love, but silently. Because I remember one of my friends, he's in jail now, free him.
Free him.
We went to school together and he was like, I really fancied you at school. I said,
really?
Excuse me? It really confused me because I was like, I thought you liked the mixed race girl.
Right.
And they were like, no, I really liked you, but they didn't ever like me openly.
That is so interesting because I was literally speaking to my friend like last week. She said the same thing about a guy that she went to school with that years later told her, no, I really liked you. She goes, I thought you liked my light-skinned friend. And he was like, no, I liked you. I was like, okay, so what? Maybe it's good at the time. I feel like guys like what they are told to like.
Oh, what is cool to like?
What is cool to like, what's mm-hmm. popular.
Mm-hmm.
They're not actually thinking to themselves like, am I attracted to this? Or is it just everybody's attracted to it, so I should be attracted to it, you know? So I'm not surprised. But then us, we were made to feel like, okay, nobody like, no one's checking for us then. Like, nobody likes us then.
It was hard.
Being
dark skin growing up was very, very difficult, to the point where, you know, everybody was doing what they had to do to survive. Like, if you remember, it was bad.
Yeah.
But I'm just happy that I'm more in a space right now. But it's crazy because, speaking of feminine energy and everything,
yeah.
First of all, before we even get to that, I want to wish everybody a motherfucking happy International Women's Month. Can I just say, I love women.
Yeah.
I love how strong we are. Not all women. Some of y'all are a mess. Some of y'all are dumb. But for the most part, I love women. I love, my audience is 87% women.
We've got the girls.
And I'm so, so happy. Who is your biggest woman inspiration?
People always ask me this, and it's like, I feel so bad, like, I don't know.
Okay.
Is it bad to say me?
No. Talk your motherfucking shit and don't apologize.
That's terrible.
You are your biggest inspiration.
I think so.
Do you know what? Talk your motherfucking shit. Talk your motherfucking shit. Why are you your biggest inspiration?
Because I know the journey. Mm. Like, I know I didn't pop up like this. Like, this takes effort and time and, you know, years and healing and work.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I didn't just come overnight. And I know me. I can't say that someone's my inspiration unless I know them.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I mean? So I think I inspire me. I guess that's what gives me the confidence to keep on going.
That's fab. You know? I wish I could say that about myself, but I feel like I'm still growing and evolving.
That's what I feel like. I feel like most women aren't on their team. They're not on their side.
Oh.
They're not cheerleading for them. They're not rooting. They may say it like, oh yeah, but deep down, they're not on their team. More time than they're up.
Oh, that's true.
Right?
That is very true.
They're against themselves. And so what happens is it creates self-sabotage, because you're trying to, you're moving forward, but in your head, you're like, mm-mm. And you're trying to move forward, and you're like, mm-mm. So you're constantly doubting yourself. And I think that's so toxic.
I do have that. I do have mental doubt sometimes. I try but to push popping, forward.
You're popping, like, you're amazing.
That's the thing.
Like, what you've been able to achieve is, like, phenomenal.
I can only, I'm just taking
no,
it
No, don't
in.
Be
I'm
humble. Just... like, don't do this playing small stuff. Like,
I need to play it small.
No, like, yeah. You did that. And some people think it's ego. It's not ego. It's confidence. It's a difference.
What's the difference?
You know, ego, yeah. People that have ego, the biggest ego, ain't done shit. They ain't done nothing.
Mm-hmm.
So that it's like empty barrels make the most noise.
Yeah.
It's those ones that got the biggest egos. But those who have reason to boast, they don't. Why?
True.
Why? Why? I'm asking you.
You're asking me.
Yeah.
They don't have anything to prove because they've done it, I guess.
No, but it's not that.
Okay.
So if you've done it, then why didn't you, like, when I say, yeah, well done, why you put your head down?
It's true, because I've actually done it, you know. I don't know. I guess sometimes you don't want to...
You don't want to jinx yourself.
Not jinx yourself, but when people are like, oh my God, I love, like, saying, yeah, I did that shit. But I think there's two things. I don't want to come across as being boastful or arrogant. Mm. And I don't want somebody else to feel inferior because of what I'm doing.
Oh, hell no. That's a dem problem. That's not a you problem. And I hate that for you. Because why?
It's true.
Me shining should not, like, dim yours.
That's honestly... This industry has really taught me a lesson.
Because yeah.
There are some people in this game that sadly I've had to discover that they don't like me.
Oh, welcome to the club.
What
chat.
I do.
Welcome to the club. No, everyone's gonna
I didn't ask to be here, okay? I don't wanna be here.
No, everyone's gonna like you. But who cares?
It's true, who cares?
It's actually quite fun to be like, oh, this person doesn't like you. Okay, I don't even know you. Like,
you're in your
what is your
era,
business?
Man.
Like, what is your business? I don't even know you.
I don't give a heck. You know what? I'm loving you at the moment because I feel like you're in very much your, I said what I said. I don't give a heck.
Period.
What you feel about it.
That's it.
And it's interesting because we planned this episode.
Yeah.
Way back when
you was
in France. First of all, I keep changing this up. We keep coming and going back. I saw you on Fashion Week.
Yes.
How was that? Can I just say I'm so happy for you.
Thank you.
Are literally in your. I can't. What era is this? What can I describe this era? You are in your Vogue era.
Yes.
Not that Vogue, but Vogue.
I know.
Chanel yes, Vogue yes, yes, era. Like yes. Just from how you've been dressing mm-hmm. to how you've been presented yourself to your weight loss. Mm-hmm. The energy mm-hmm. has just been really big cocking.
Big energy. Big energy. Yes.
Big energy. How are you, like, what's the emotional and mental change for you at this season?
The emotional and mental change. I'm just going with it. Like, I want it all. Like,
Everything.
Mm-hmm. I want the money. The money and the cars, the cars and the clothes. I suppose. Hey,
I just wanna be
successful.
That's the prayer.
That's literally it. Like, I'm like, I'm not holding back anymore. Mm-hmm. I'm going boom, 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 boom. Because there's so many things I've wanted to do, like, just in the back of my mind. But now it's like manifesting. Like, it's working. And so when you get that momentum, don't stop. Like, I literally have not stopped.
You haven't.
I was in Morocco, flew to Paris.
Literally.
Hair. And like this whole weekend has been like, I was in Manchester, like nonstop. And it's coming. It just keeps on coming.
What's the fuel? What's keeping you going?
What's the fuel? Purpose.
Oof.
Like, and I had a vision board party there beginning of the year. And I really think that really stirred me up because I was stirring everybody else up. Like, wow. Come on, get it. Let's get it. And I can't be a hypocrite. I got to do this.
So you did the vision board party and you're like, listen, yeah. We have the goal.
And because now I know the vision. Now I see the vision. The vision is clear. Once you know the vision is clear, you can actually walk in it. Most people are not walking or running because the vision is cloudy. They know what they want. Yeah, oh, I want this, I want that, I want... But the vision, the plan, it's not there. So me doing the vision board party for people, I feel like it really unlocked something in me. And like, I was like... I make vision boards. I just realized that you got Madam Joyce on your drain. Yes, I love that. I love that. But like, me helping people really made me, it really unlocked something in me. Like, let's go, 2023, let's go.
And now you're here. And now we're here. And now you're aggressive with it.
Aggressive. That's the word. Yeah, you have to be.
For people that don't, you said if the vision is cloudy, you can't run for it. How do you find a pinpoint vision where it's like, okay, this is what I want to do. This is how I'm going to do it. This is where I need to go.
Most people know what they want to do. They're scared. Oh. It's fear, right? You have a desire. You've got gifts. You've got talents. You may have heard like God speak to you about something. Something in your heart. Like, you know what that is. But all around it is fear. Like, what if I this? What if I that? What if I fail? What if I succeed? A lot of people have a fear of success, you know? You think people have a fear of failure. It's not the failure that they're scared of. They're mm-hmm. scared of actually doing that shit.
Wow.
Like, actually succeeding. Actually starting a podcast like you did and taking over this shit. Like, wow. Do you know what I mean? That's a fear. That's like real fear.
Yeah.
Because all of it that comes with it. Number one question people ask me, how do you deal with haters? That shows me your mindset is in the wrong place.
Yeah.
Why are you focusing on the negative? Focus on what you're going to do mm-hmm. to help people, to inspire people, to create a lane for people. It's the pro that you're focusing on, not the negative. Because in every pro, there's a negative.
Yeah.
People are going to talk. But I always said the haters are irrelevant. Someone said, when I tweet, I didn't even realize it took off. And I woke up this morning, I got 1 million views. I'm like, what's going on here? Oh my God.
What did I do?
Twitter is twittering. Like, I was like, what's going on? But it's like, someone said, oh yeah, that's why I don't mess with her content anymore. I said, do you know what? I didn't even realize you were missing. That's how it works.
I saw that. You're like, who are you? What's your name?
Like, I was like, yeah, okay.
What's your name? Let's get into it. Because people are thinking, what's she talking about? Haters, Twitter. So there was a conversation that started with Aloni's podcast. And she had stated that she had a friend and the friend went on a first date with a gentleman and requested that
He paid for her Uber.
To which the man was get your own Uber. He basically said, get your own Uber or I can't do that for you. Take the train, take the bus, take a flight, walk.
However you get there,
I'm going to see you there. He said, I don't know how you're going to get there, but I'm going to see you there. And obviously, everybody was basically calling the man cheap, calling the man broke. But you had another side mm-hmm. of the internet. Our good sister really said, let me read it. And she went, you know, when people go in soft, she said, no, I'm going to go with hard and raw. I'm not going to, she said, and I quote, if you carry yourself like a princess, you wouldn't even need to ask for princess treatment. The reason why you're not getting princess treatment is because you're not a princess. Now, hold on now. What does did she do to you?
Wait. I was literally outside my house with my tweeting. It's like, I don't even know. It was just like, boom. Like, and it's a, I will always say, like, Twitter for me is not like a real place.
Oh, it's
like,
not.
It's, I just say something and it just is what it is kind of thing. So when I saw the reaction, I was like, okay, well, people are hyping up now, whatever. But what I really meant is that a lot of people are pretending to be princesses. Like, you're not a princess. Like, you don't have the energy. So you're having to ask man for things. That's wrong.
Mm-hmm.
That's ill. I have to ask you for something? You should see me, like, and be like, yo, I want to treat her. She has that energy.
Because I'm trying to understand this, because obviously I'm from a different generation.
Yeah.
I feel like it's a lot more difficult to get the princess treatment kind of thing, because men are just very much built different. In my generation,
you know, some women are getting a princess treatment though.
They are. It's true.
So what are they doing?
So please, educate me.
Right.
Let me know, because there's something you know that I don't know.
Right. What are they doing though?
Tell me. I don't know.
This is a problem, right? Mm-hmm. And some people call me a pick me, and it's like, I don't really care, because I don't really care. I know myself, but I've had like a different mindset shift recently. Because if I was saying to my friend, if I saw this tweet like last year, I'd be like, that guy is cheap. That guy is, he's not, know your worth. Mm-hmm. I would have been like that. I would have been in the same train as the girls that were coming for me or whatever.
Of course.
But I realize that, and women don't want to hear that you're treated how you present yourself. And I'm not talking about clothes.
Ooh, okay.
I'm talking about you, the attitude of entitlement. It stinks. Some men say, like, it is, and this is the thing, if you want a man, like, and that's why I find the pick me thing interesting, because you're saying pick me, but do you not want a man, or you want a girl? Like, what is it? Like, and it's like, if you want a man, then don't you need to know how a man thinks and sees things? Or it's like, I don't care. But that I don't care is coming from a place of hurt.
Mm-hmm.
You need to heal. And I feel like once I did my healing for my last relationship, I'm like, now I'm ready to hear what men are saying. Because before, they say something and I'll take it personal. Like, but you're broke. Like, but you're this, but you're that. But you. When you do your healing, you look at yourself and be like, okay, what am I doing? How am I carrying myself? Why am I not getting what I want? And when women don't get what they want, they try and demand it. We don't work like that. Men don't like that. I remember my brother-in-law, he had to check. Like, he didn't check me, but he made me realize something. He said, the girls that ask for everything get nothing. The girls that don't ask for anything, they get everything. And that's how he treats my sister. My sister's not out here doing, I'm a princess, da 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 da, I'm this, I'm that, I'm that, I'm this. That's ego. And that's a form of insecurity. And that's why I said the feminine is. She's not trying to prove herself. So when you see you're not getting certain treatment, yes, there are some guys that are stingy. But you shouldn't even be dealing with those type of guys. They shouldn't even be on the radar. But when you carry yourself as someone that has that energy that draws you in, like, I think in the social media age, and women are not gonna like this, women are just thinking about themselves. I, get me this. If you like me, you'll get me this. And it's all material. An Uber, you don't have to pay for my Uber. When that guy's got me an Uber, he wanted to get it for me. I have to ask you. So what do we really want? And that tweet came from the girl that was saying the girl went on the first date with a guy that got her Uber. Calm, normal. She didn't even have to ask for it. Like, yeah, calm.
Fab.
After that, she went on a second date with someone else. What happened to the? That shows me you're serial dating. Like, you're trying to get some transactions.
So I thought that. So
then don't get mad when there's also a transaction. Then he requires something from you as well. Because if you're dating from a place of you actually trying to find somebody, the interaction may be different. But if he feels like you're trying to finesse him, most men are not going to buy that. Like, real men, you don't want a guy that you can walk all over. Yeah, get me Uber, get me this, get me that. Who wants to be with a simp?
Mm-hmm.
Who wants to be with that man? Yeah. Come on, really.
Go
on.
I completely understand what you're saying.
Yeah.
In terms of, I do feel like I can agree with you to say that there is a sense of entitlement for me that has become very skewed.
Yeah.
Like, I love, I'm in an era where women are wanting more for themselves.
Yeah.
It's annoying because we are at a time where we kind of have to tell men how to treat us. I feel, you know, the older generation guys, the guys that are used to, I don't know.
What do you think it is?
I just feel like the demasculinization of men is sweeping the nations.
We need the real niggas back. Who emasculated them?
Themselves. You tell me, you look like you know more than me.
No, I'm genuinely asking.
I don't know what happened. But, you know, this independent woman thing, I was just saying to my friends the other day, I am what you would call independent woman. Yeah. Like, oh, I, you know, get my own shit and stuff. But I feel like I have to do that.
Yeah.
Because the men, I'm ready to be submissive. I'm ready to let a guy take care of me. I'm ready to listen to a man. I'm ready to allow a man to be a man.
Yeah.
But unfortunately, in this day and age, they're not built like that anymore. So I feel like women have to do extra to say in black and white what they do, what they want, what they deserve. Mm-hmm. Because it's not clicking to guys anymore. We're still having conversations about who's paying for the first date in 21st century. To me, that just shows you how twat the dating scene is.
Those conversations only happen on the internet. In real life, I've never had that conversation.
But then I think it goes to the type of caliber
of men.
Of men.
Which is the problem. It's not if you're dating guys from Twitter, like, I mean, like, expect that shit. It's like true. What you're the right. hell? Like, no, but and I also feel like if a guy genuinely likes interested in you, like there's nothing that he won't do. Like if he genuinely sees a future with you. But you also have to ask yourself, what are you doing? Because mm-hmm. you have to remember, like, not all women want to be in a serious relationship. Some women just want to date.
Yeah.
Like, and that's what that girl kind of sounded like. She's just out here dating or whatever. But if you have no intention, like, men are not going to be intentional with you. They don't have to.
So you don't believe in multiple dating, hoping to find the one?
No, I don't have a problem with, like, as in, like, dating with intention. Mm-hmm. If you're dating multiple people, I kind of have an issue with, like, just for the sake of it.
Okay.
It's just, to me, that's unintentional. It's kind of, what... Like, and what you're going to get out of that is going to be confusing. It's going to be a lot of... You're going to be confused at the end of the day because you don't have an aim. And I'm very, like, purposeful about things that I do. If I'm dating, I'm dating with intention. If I don't have any intention, I'm not wasting people's time. Because I'm going to meet guys out here that I want to settle down and be like, oh, no, I'm just trying to be a city girl, just trying to be a baby girl. Like, no. And that's how... he can get hurt.
Mm-hmm.
It's not only women that get hurt, you know. Men also get hurt. You know what I mean? But I think when you've been hurt, you automatically just say, like, men are trash.
Yeah.
Because you've been hurt, right? And equally, when men get hurt, women are trash, right? But when you actually heal, you're actually able to see the opposite sex clearly.
Mm-hmm.
And you're not painting that person with the brush from your ex.
From your ex, yeah. So in terms of going back to what you said, carrying yourself like a princess, in your definition, what is it to carry yourself like a princess?
I think knowing your worth and having standards, but this is where it gets tricky, because women think having standards is, oh, he's got to pick me up, he's got to do this, these are expectations. They're not standards. Standards are things of how you want to be treated, how he makes you feel. Expectations, preferences, like getting an Uber, these are preferences. And I always talk about four different things: standards, preferences, expectations, and deal breakers. Deal breakers are the most important thing. Those are like, I'm not going to tolerate that. He has to be XYZ, right? Then your standards are like what I expect. And not what I expect, but this is me. I'm right here. That's it. I'm not budging. I'm right here. Expectations are things like, oh, I expect him to do XYZ, blah, blah, blah. And then your preferences is like, oh, he has to be 6 foot, he has to be this, he has to be da 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 da. Preferences and expectations, you can compromise on them if your deal breakers and your standards are in play.
Mm-hmm.
But most people are going after their preferences. I prefer him to be this way, have this and that. And then expectation, I expect him to be like that. Imagine men was expecting you to be like something.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like me having two perspectives of the men and the women, women can't understand how I can see both sides and therefore call me a pick me. But you realize that we don't exist in a vacuum. We don't exist in an echo chamber of everyone agreeing, oh, yeah. Women are going to mostly agree, right? They're going to congregate and agree because they're women. They understand each other. Men are also over here. They say men are from Mars and women are from Venus. There's a difference. And if you say you want to have a man, like you really want a man, you have to understand them.
But what about the women who carry themselves in such beautiful ways, such eloquent ways, who are still sadly getting the men who are not that great, who don't pay for the Ubers? Like, what do you say to them in this situation?
Yeah, I think there's clearly a disconnect somewhere. Mm-hmm. And you have to see that disconnect, because there are some great men out there. There's how many 8 billion people in the world?
It's hard.
It is hard. But maybe your type, and I always talk about this, your type is the issue. Mm-hmm. Like, it's what you're attracted to. Let's say you wanna go on a diet or whatever. Mm-hmm. You're gonna have to stop eating McDonald's. You're gonna have to change your appetite for what you think you like, right? And I think our type is tied to trauma and our past. Oh, I like that. I like when a guy is like this. That's why like women like thugs. They're like bad boys. Why? Because it's toxicity. Mm-hmm. It feels like a high. Like,
yeah.
You feel like, it's like sugar, right? Mm-hmm. It makes you feel good. It's not good for you. Like, those type of guys will give you a headache, right? But then sometimes we're so attracted to that because it's what we know. We're familiar with that. So if you're meeting guys that are not giving you that quote-unquote princess treatment, change your type. Change what you're looking at. Mm-hmm. Change what you're giving off.
I want you to elaborate on that, please.
Giving off.
Yes,
the energy you're giving off. Number one, intention. What do you want? You trying to be a wife? If you're trying to be a wife, you can't be acting like a city girl.
You need to leave the city girls alone.
No.
You need to leave them alone.
No.
You gotta let them go.
Is that your king?
Yes.
Is this your king?
Because I want to know what your problem is with the city girls. I want to know what the, because you always, because again, watching your Lori Harvey
video,
you like to refer to a certain group of girls, you call them the city girls. Yes. And like, death to the city girls. What is your issue with specifically, I want to know what your definition of a city girl is and why you don't like them so much.
It's not that, they're not the person. It's the mentality that I think is infectious, because it sounds good. Like, on the track, it sounds good. Like,
I stole all that man's money.
Right. It sounds good. Like, it sounds good. But in real life, it doesn't translate. Mm-hmm. Go and pop your shit to a guy like you beat in Tesco's. Yeah. It doesn't translate. It's just entertainment. And I don't have a problem with them in the entertainment. But I think we are very impressionable. So you're talking about this and you're doing that and you're doing that and you're doing that, but you're booed up. JT's booed up. Carisha was with Diddy. Like, so what you're saying is not even trans. It's not even hypocrisy. You're not even what you're saying in your music. It's not even.
But doesn't
like,
that mean that you can be able to be a powerful woman and still settle down? Well, doesn't that prove that?
What makes? But that's not what they're saying in the song. I mean, I don't even listen. I don't even know. I don't even listen.
I think the City Girls. Yeah, for me, I feel like this. This season that we're in is that women are taking back power for me, and taking it back in a way where they're walking in their, I guess, walking in their women, in their women empowerment, innit? Do you know what I mean?
What's women empowerment about that?
God, what is let me speak for myself. Mm. The reason why I love City Girls and I love the new movement we're in is because I feel like we've come from a time, and especially older generation, a generation of women, where they were suppressed in their sexuality, suppressed in their voices, suppressed in the expectations between a man versus women. Yeah. Women are seen lesser.
Yeah.
And I feel like this generation now is taking that back to say, listen, I'm a woman, I can work, I'm independent, mm-hmm. I could do just as well as a man, mm-hmm. I could do just like a man. And I could be sexy with it. And I feel like that's what's appealing. That's what's appealing to me. Mm-hmm. I know that's what's appealing to a lot of women my age as well. Mm-hmm. But I guess in the flip side, you saying that that's not, I don't know. I see a lot of women who have this city girl mentality that are still settling down, that are still getting, you know, still getting the wife and the
princess. Then is it really city girl? Is it really that then?
What do you mean?
Because all the things that you listed are actually good things. Mm-hmm. I don't have a problem with anything that you said. But it's the, like, to me, I call it prostitution.
Okay.
The transactional stuff about it. Like, he's not a man if he can't do X, Y, Z. Like, even the concept of someone paying your bills, like, to me, it doesn't click because you're not how are you saying you're independent if you need someone to pay your bills?
Okay, so I just want you to elaborate on this. So in terms of the message with your issue with the city girl mentality specifically is to do finances. So a man financing your life, a man, you know, paying
one
for
of the
bills.
Issues. Okay, well, I mean, yeah,
paying for you, but I don't know why that's wrong.
It's not that it's wrong, but you do have your own money. So what do you need that for?
I wouldn't say necessarily need. So I think this is where it gets skewed.
Yeah.
Because I feel like you said, going back to the words where expectation, I feel like with this whole city girl thing, the initial meaning for me was it for it to be empowering. Do you know what I mean?
Okay.
And yes, I'm an independent woman, but I would like a man to take care of me.
Okay.
I think where, for me, women have gone wrong is that the expectation has got to the point where it's almost insane.
Insanity, yeah.
Because, for example, I pay for my own bills. Mm-hmm. I provide for myself for my life. I don't live at home anymore.
As you should.
So if a guy's coming into my life, my thing is, what else could you offer in addition to what I'm already doing to myself? Right. Because there's no point for
what
me.
What about the intangible things like love and support and
my
connection?
Mommy loves me. My mummy loves me.
Oh, so you one of those ones? Yeah, I don't need no man.
No, it's not I don't need no man, but I feel like there needs to be more for
me. What would you want? What would you want him to
do? I definitely want, of course, love is definitely a factor. Uh-huh. Having companionship is definitely a factor. Having somebody you can trust is a factor. Having someone that can support you in all aspects, not just financially, but emotionally, can you vibe with, you can grow with, you can create memories with.
Yeah.
But I sincerely feel that if someone's going to be worthy enough to be called my man, it's not just because you're making me laugh or you're saying, oh, you look cute, because those stuff can be contained outside of a relationship, outside of a relationship.
Okay.
So the title of you to say, in my prime years, for a guy to say, for me to say my prime years, I'm leaving, I'm with this man, I'm giving up my prime years for this man. Oh, you can't just be telling me that you love me.
What do you need?
In terms of finances?
No, as in
or
like,
anything.
You've named all those good stuff,
yeah.
But it's like, it's a factor. But what do you need? What's the rest of it? What's the rest of the cake?
For me?
Yeah.
Oh, as me as a woman?
As you, yes.
Oh, so you're asking, what do I bring to the table?
No, what you need.
What do I need?
Because you're saying that, oh, that's nice, or whatever, what he brings, like emotional support, someone to tell you that you're fine, or
bring
whatever.
Money on top. Bring money on top.
Okay, if you're a successful woman, why do you, and I'm not saying that you should go with someone that is broke, like, that is not my MO at all, no way, like, at all, but what is the obsession with money? I just want to know.
My thing is this. You said, if I'm a successful woman, why do I need a guy with money?
Yeah.
And I'm saying, as a successful woman in my as 25, why do I need a man, period?
Oh, okay.
Why do you...
No, but this is a personal question.
No, but...
Because why do you need a man?
Exactly.
Maybe you don't.
No, do you know what? I would love to have I would love to be with someone and settle down. The point I'm trying to make is this, yeah. I can't speak for anyone who's a lot older than me and is looking for things like marriage and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But if you want to be called my man, these are my prime years. As in, I'm never going to this good.
Okay.
I'm never going to be this fine.
Oh, Lord.
If you want to be my man, you want to take, you want me to leave the game, as in, all the boys, oh, Joycey, baby, you want me to leave them to come into your space. It's not, I love you, that I'm going to be just collecting. Ah, bring the money.
Are you ready to get married?
Not yet, no.
Okay, that makes sense.
I'm not yet, but if God said it's time, Joycean at 25, and I found the right one that was able to look after me in all aspects,
yeah.
God, thank you, Jesus. I'll be happy. I'm not complaining.
Yeah.
But for now, my thing is, I can't just be with somebody that can give me stuff that I cannot obtain by myself and to obtain outside of a relationship. Girls are tired of good dick and banter. Good dick and banter, good dick and banter. That's all the boys are bringing these days. We're fed up. I can see, obviously, when, you know, women are getting older and they have different...
It's because you're young.
Yeah, because I'm never going to be 25 again.
That's what I'm saying, city girl mindset.
And that's why you're looking at me judging me.
No, I'm not judging you. I was 25 last week.
Yeah.
But you think, like...
Young girls
be
young.
No, live, and you will learn. Oh. Like, if you don't want to hear, you will feel, as my Caribbean mother would say. If you don't want to hear, you must feel. And this is the thing, like, when you come from a place of experience and a place of wisdom, it's like people feel like you're judging them.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, especially like your age group, you guys don't want to hear nothing. You guys ain't trying to hear it. Mm-hmm. You like, it's like, you like the echo chamber of like, oh yes, yes, yeah, 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 yeah. But it's like, just give it time. Like, I'm not going to convince you.
I think my thing is this, yeah. And this is why I think I love my generation.
Yeah.
And as much as you're not for the city girls, one thing I love is the fact that we don't deal with the things that your generation dealt with.
You know, I'm 31, right?
Yeah. Your generation.
I'm the same generation as you, babe.
You're Gen Millennium. I'm Gen Z, so I'm Gen
Z. Oh, you're Gen Z?
Yeah, I'm Gen Z. So you're a millennium, I'm Gen Z. So you're slightly in a different time zone to
really?
Me.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, I know that.
Very slightly. But I think when you had women in your generation that were a lot, that obviously their focus was marriage and they married very young for the most part. I've got two older sisters. And they got into relationships really young, and you spend the younger times of your 20s mm-hmm. when you're supposed to be finding yourself and when you're supposed to be finding what you like, settling yeah. down very young, and then you find in the adult years, by the time you're in your 30s, divorce.
That's what's happened.
Yes. Really, really and truly. Mm-hmm. Really and truly. Or if it's not divorce, the men who also married young are looking for my generation of girls while yeah. their woman is at home thinking, oh, my man is this, my man is that. Yeah. That's what happened.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm happy that we're at a time now where we actually want to be experimental, not in a way sexually, but in a way that we can date, in a way that's like, I don't want to marry at 22 like yeah. my sisters did, or 23 like
and
my
sisters
did. And
that's fine, that's your choice. But the problem is you still have expectations. Like, a man needs to be this and that and this, mm-hmm. and that's what we're talking about. The expectations are still there, but you're like, I'm not even trying to get married, but you're still expecting a lot. And I think your generation want the world.
But what's wrong with wanting the world?
Girl, we live in the world. It's not a Disney movie, babe.
Of course, that's true.
It's not a Disney.
I agree with you 100% that the expectations that women have these days are insane. Like, I was watching something. I was with my hairstylist the other day, and she was saying how one of her clients, when it's her boyfriend's birthday, she will choose where he's supposed to go, but he will still pay for it.
He's paying for his birthday.
Wow. Because this was based off something I was watching where the girl was like, oh yeah, if I'm moving with a guy, he's got to pay all the bills. He can't do... And that, for me, I'm sorry, that's insane. That's very insane to me. If I want to move in with someone, that person has financial responsibility on everything. That's why the men's suicide rate is climbing.
No, for real.
It's true, bruh.
No, for real.
Bruh.
It's a lot of pressure.
It's a lot of pressure. As a human.
And it's like, but the thing is like, so where's the compassion?
That's the problem. Where is, let's not do, I think people are too busy focusing on the men versus the women yeah. and the women. Let's just split it, separate it, and just do people.
People as humans.
As humans. I think it's, I think for me, if I could not have, I could not settle
yeah.
knowing that I've put all my financial responsibilities onto another human being without even caring where the money comes from, or without even caring how he goes does it. I think that's so mad.
That's what I'm saying. Like, where's the love?
Where's the love?
That's
when I'm like, girls, you're doing too... Now the girls, some of the girls are doing too much. But again, the structures of what it is to be a man and what it is to be a woman have definitely changed. Obviously, people still want that traditional, I want my man to provide
yeah.
for me.
Yeah.
And
but the times have changed.
It just doesn't fit like that anymore. Unless you yourself are completely a traditional woman, meaning you're not going to be working anymore, you're going to be raising the household and everything. But times has changed, but people still want that.
They still want that, but
that
why?
Structure. I don't know. It's nice to be looked after.
I mean, I was speaking to one of my friends last week, and she's married, she's got two kids, and he's taking care of her. But she's like, I want to make my own money. And she is making her own money, but she's like, I could be happy just sitting there, and like, her husband doesn't mind like looking after her. It's not a problem. But where's your own purpose? And a lot of people glorify this, like, stay at home mom. Like, it's not even a stay at home mom, because I don't even think they don't even want kids. They just want to be pampered and looked after.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the reason why I guess I come across quite strong against this, I'm like, what about your individual purpose?
Mm-hmm.
What about you as a woman? We're speaking about International Women's Month. It's not empowering to be waiting on a man to give you a handout. Like, do you get it?
I agree.
Like, we're talking about female empowerment, but then on the flip side, we're talking about, oh yeah, he has to pay me this. And that's the contradiction of the City Girls that I'm like, make it make sense.
Mm-hmm.
And I have a problem with them, but the message doesn't make any sense. But it sounds good and it's catchy. Try and implement that in your real life and see how far it gets.
Honestly, it doesn't work. It doesn't work. I'm going to be honest. It took me, it took me having experiences where I try to, you know, oh yeah, a guy has to do this, mm-hmm. has to do that, and try to put it in front of a guy, mm-hmm. and then you realize how crazy you sound. But I want to ask you something, because yeah. as much as we love the City Girl movement,
mm.
well, I do. I love the City Girl movement. But is there a right way to ask a guy for things? Because I'm really finding the guys that you're talking about, mm-hmm. where it's like, oh, they're just going to feel your feminine mm-hmm. energy and feel that you're mm-hmm. princess. They're not around anymore.
But this is what I've learned, right? Mm-hmm. You think that they're not around because when you're in a mental state, you surround yourself, you attract and you surround yourself with people that are also in that tapped mental state. Once you heal, and that's why I'm so big on healing,
mm-hmm.
once you heal, your options open up. Because
mm-hmm.
now you're actually able to see men as a human being. We're not relating to people as human beings anymore. It's, okay, what can... that's the attitude, like...
Mm-hmm.
That's why I said, where's the love? But once you're a loving person, once you're a kind person, an open person, once you're emotionally available, and I spoke about this in one of my videos, I realized I wasn't emotionally available. I was attracting these waste men. Because
mm-hmm.
I'm there to play games. Like, I'm going to get what I want. But at the end of the day, I play a man's game, I'm going to lose. And I lost. So I'm like, okay, wait. This is, the math is not mathing. 1 + 1 is equaling 3. Why? What's wrong?
Mm-hmm.
And I can't sit there and be like, it's him. And I did that. Oh, it's him. He's... But what made me attract this type of guy? He shouldn't even be on my radar.
Mm-hmm.
That's when I realized, it's you. And so when I tell women, it's you, I'm telling myself, it's you.
Mm-hmm.
And so accountability is so powerful, because once you're sitting on Twitter and you're blaming this guy and this guy, you're staying in the same spot. You're not making any progress.
Mm-hmm.
Do we want to make progress, or do we just want to hear the same opinion over and over and over again?
Agreed.
Do you not want a different perspective and be like, and try it out? Some women are pretending to be princesses.
So how do we not pretend? I'm still trying to figure, obviously, that out, what you're saying. How do we walk in it? How do we walk in it where we are in a place where we receive the love and we receive the behavior that we deserve from them?
It starts from healing. A lot of us are hurt, and it's hard because you're like, I don't feel hurt. Have you processed the ending of your last relationship? How do you feel about men? If you say you want a man, how do you feel about them? You can't hate them and want them at the same time.
That's very true.
And so when I see all this rhetoric on Twitter, it's not like you hate them.
Mm, agreed. A lot of women are angry.
They're very angry. And rightly so. You probably was hurt. And I have compassion for you. Don't ever think I don't have compassion. I'm a woman. I've been hurt. But I had to let that hurt go. I had to heal. Come back and be like, healing. That's your responsibility. It's nobody else's responsibility. And that's where the accountability comes in. I'm hurt. What do I do with that hurt? Do I spew hatred towards men on the internet? Do I call every woman that backs men a pick me? When do you ever stop and think, like, what's wrong with me? No, you don't. Nobody wants to do that, because it's hard. It's ugly.
Mm-hmm.
To face yourself is ugly. And my work and what I do on YouTube is always about facing myself. That's why I share my stories. I'm not trying to stand on here on my soapbox, like, oh my goodness, figure it out. Like, that's not the energy at all. I'm like, sis, I've been there. I know what it is. It doesn't get you anywhere. The City Girl's life is not going to get you anywhere. It may be fun because you're young, But I say young choices become adult problems. You keep living like a city girl. Didn't young mammy say that she's not sharing her next man? Didn't she tweet that like last week? I'm not sharing my next man. But a few months ago, you were clapping back at all the haters. You're clapping back at them, but now you realise, like, nah, maybe not. Maybe it's not for me. And so what, I'm very aware that these celebrities, they influence people. They influence them. It's not just music, they influence people. So I'm like, if you were my younger sister, what would I tell you? I'll say, listen to these city girls for entertainment, but please don't live your life through them.
I can agree to that.
Please don't. Because it's not good for you. And if you don't hear me, you're going to see it for yourself. Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I've had to learn for myself. I've had to evolve in my thinking for myself. If I'm getting this result, I don't like the result. What do? Oh, it's because of them. And I did that. Oh, it's him. It's because all these. I start pointing at myself and be like, okay, what's the energy I'm giving out? Mm-hmm. What's my intention? What do I really want? Have I healed? Can I even receive a man? If my dream man was to show up, could I even recognize him? Or am I so used to this certain type of man that I'm like, I'm going to miss him?
Mm-hmm.
So it comes down to you. And people don't want to hear that because they're like, oh, you're letting them out the hook. I wasn't talking about men in that tweet. I could have. But my thing is about personal accountability. Because mm-hmm. when you take personal accountability, that's real power.
Yeah.
That's real female empowerment. This kind of fake female empowerment that means that you're trying to get one up and treat men how they've treated you, that's not female empowerment. It actually puts you at the bottom. It's not empowering to need someone to give you this and da da da. Because a man can spend money on you and still make a baby with someone else, still be dating his ex, still be this woman. That makes you feel like shit. You got a man that you love. You love this man. You want this guy. But he's still entertaining this person and this person and this person. You don't know your worth. You don't know that you deserve one loyal man. You don't. You think that you can make this guy love you, and you can't. It's impossible.
Oof.
My chest.
My chest. that touched me. No, I 100% I hear it, and I feel like you said, a lot of it really does come from hurt. A lot of it does really come from trauma. I think we're just tired.
We're tired.
We're like us girls, we are tired. Because you know us women, when we love, when we give, we love hard.
Yeah.
We have all the people that I feel like are going through those stages where it's like they are demanding more is because they didn't demand,
they got effed over.
Nothing.
Yeah.
I can relate to that so much that I've been in relationships where I wasn't, we didn't all start with the gimme, gimme, gimme.
Yeah.
We didn't all start
with the 100%, I agree.
But from when we never asked and we never got, it's now at a time where it's like, I want to set a new precedent for myself because there's no way I'm going to be going into another relationship with another guy and I'm led to more disappointment. Especially like you're saying, as we are getting older, these decisions that we make with the people that we date and we lay with for the future become more and more imperative.
Mm-hmm.
The older we get, the more difficult we become because we know it's like, listen, we're not on the same clock as men.
Do you know
what I mean? So I can really, really understand where that frustration comes from.
Yeah.
And I guess for me, sometimes it's also a protective mechanism.
It is.
Because when I was looking at that tweet with the Uber thing, in my eyes, I saw someone trying to nip shit in the butt as quickly as possible.
With who?
With the woman's side. Like, my thing is, if it's not for me, if it's not perfection from the get-go, I don't want it.
Right.
Because if it can already be like this at stage one, where it's supposed to be honeymoon, in 2 years' time, it's going to be shambolic.
But was it so bad that he said that he couldn't get your Uber?
I think it was how he said it. I think, when a guy's trying to court you or is interested in you, I feel like that's what they're at their most...
But I don't think he was trying to court her. It was just a date.
But is that not what courting is?
No.
I don't know.
They're only just far removed from the talking stage.
Yeah, I guess so.
Like, if that's the first date. Like,
I personally wouldn't have done it. Can you pay for my cab on the first date? No. Yeah. Like, if I made my way there, and for example, like, he was making, like, as a gentleman, let me make sure you get home.
Yeah.
Maybe the Uber home. Yeah, that would make sense. Because it makes sense. Let me check if you got home. I can drop you home.
Right.
But I've never, I don't think I've, maybe not here in LA. When I was in LA, there was a guy that offered to drop an Uber for me and stuff. But you know, American men, they're different.
Yeah, very different.
But, but here, I've never had a thing where it's like, I will meet you here, you will meet me here. Not that, but guys tend to be, you know, guys tend to be fair. Like, you know, even that I live in maybe he lives in Streatham. Yeah. And he's like, let's meet central so that we're meeting in the middle kind of a thing. Yeah. Not that you'll be going all the way to Streatham to go and meet him.
Yeah.
That kind of stuff. But I think the way he responded wasn't, for me, wasn't tasteful at all.
I think what a lot of women don't realise is that a lot of men are dating a lot of women.
Mm-hmm.
You're not the only woman he's talking to. So if you think he's going to be doing that with that and that and that, it's an initial date.
Okay.
And I spoke about this in one of my videos, how to date successfully. And this is, people are not going to agree with this. And I've been on both sides of like, no, I have to, if you like me, take me to this place. Take me to Nobu. Take me to Hakkasan. Like, But now because I'm at a place where I want something serious, I'll go for coffee. Because it's not a marriage proposal.
Mm-hmm.
We're not together. I don't know you. You don't know me. You may not even like me. I may not like you. Let's get to know each other. But a lot of women just want to be spoiled. They want to post the guy's hand on Snapchat to let women know that they're desirable, that they're out on dates. They want the feels. They want the romance. But even in that, they don't want to give anything. So that's why when you're dating unintentionally, you're going to stumble upon people that are like, pay for your own damn Uber. Okay, I'm not the one or the two.
I don't know. My mindset's a bit different than that. But then again, I am quite spoiled.
It's expectations.
I want to say it's expectations. I just feel like for me, it's value of time for me.
Again, isn't it both ways though?
To be honest, however he feels about us, that's his business. I live in my own world, so I'm gonna speak for myself. My thing literally is I feel like if a guy wants your time, it should, and a guy's trying to fight for your time.
He's not fighting, he doesn't know you.
Fighting in terms of there's other people that want my time as well.
Oh, okay.
Maybe he doesn't know he's fighting, but in my mind there's Bobby wants my time, Jeffrey has my time. Baby, there's only 12 hours in the day.
Right, okay.
Do you know what I mean? Yeah. So if somebody wants my time, it needs to be an experience that is worth my time. And it's definitely not coffee. I have a coffee espresso machine in my house. Thank you.
So it has to be worth your time.
For me, it has to be worth my time.
What if you actually like him?
Then he gonna make the time worthwhile.
Wow.
But if I like, the thing is, I could end up, who knows, I could end up liking the guy who offers the coffee.
Yeah. But if you never know if you don't go on a date. But when then, he offered you coffee.
I don't know. I like to set my precedence high because I really honestly feel that when it goes from courting, for some weird reason, and this is not from trauma, this is just people getting comfortable, it goes on a decline.
Oh, it does.
As in, like, you know, if you start coffee, where are you going to end?
If they start coffee, it'll go up. If they start at, what the hell, Hakkasan or Nobu or whatever, it's only going to come down because no one can keep that standard up. It's not real.
I know. We're not expecting... I definitely don't expect maintenance. But I do expect... Like, for example, when you meet someone for the first time, if you're going to a speaking gig or something, you want to play your best foot.
Yeah.
You want to come in and be like, this is me in my best element. And I feel like that's how I look at my dating life.
But what I found is that those who are trying to impress you the most are using narcissists.
No,
girl, yes.
I don't know. I haven't had that experience.
Trying to impress you. Like, don't get me wrong. I've been on probably one or two coffee dates, but I'm not opposed to it. The dates that I go on, they've taken me to a nice restaurant. So it's not that I can't get that treatment. Or I don't know what that is. But it's like, if you want to get to know someone initially, like, I've been on coffee dates that turn into dates, like proper dates. Because they're like, okay, well, she's not just here for what I can give her. Like, she actually genuinely cares about me. Mm-hmm. And I don't think that women actually take into consideration how our demands make a man feel. Like, we don't want to be used for our body. They don't want to be used for their money. It's the same thing. But we can understand that about our bodies because we're like, this precious.
Mm-hmm.
That nigga worked for his money. He's working all week for that money. How much it is. But it goes both ways.
I can agree to that. I can agree to that, but I feel like it's different when a guy's, for me, courting you, when a guy's pursuing you.
That's different. The courting and pursuing is different. I'm talking about initial dating stage.
But what are we not dating to court? What
some people are dating to fuck.
Okay, that's fair. If you're dating to fuck, yeah, I'm not understanding.
Most men. That's what they want. That's what they want.
I don't want it, by the way.
But that's what they want.
I feel like for when I go on a date with a guy, or when I'm interested in a guy, it's because I want to pursue something that is bigger than having sex. Because then why are we going to like no booth or just going to fuck? Come to my house.
Sip the transaction.
So I'm busting my pussy open for food.
Yeah, that's what women. No, maybe not you, but that's what women do. Yeah,
it's okay. It's
no, deep. That's real. It's they're like, oh well, deep. Because he gave me this, because he paid for this. Okay, now I can.
It's not.
I mean, food. I was always gonna do it anyway, but now because of £100 bill, you're open Nash.
Please don't do that. I'm just please don't do that.
It's happening every day.
Please don't. Not for Nobu. not for £100 food. Please just don't do that. The escorts are making more money.
I mean,
like they are.
Please. I mean,
don't do that.
Come on. Listen.
I get to keep the cash as well. Don't do that. That's crazy. But yeah, honestly, the streets is ugly. But I do love how you are really pushing women walking into their femininity. I've mm-hmm. learned so much from you, just from what you're saying on YouTube, and mm-hmm. just tapping into that self. And I'm seeing you do it as well, mm-hmm. even more.
Yeah.
And I'm absolutely loving it.
Oh, thank
but yeah,
you.
So just a final thing. Back to this Uber thing. So you are completely against it. Like if
I'm not completely against it if he offers.
If he offers.
I'm against asking for certain things.
Okay.
Because
you wouldn't ask. I wouldn't ask either, you know, I'm not gonna lie. But then how do you know
go on a date with him, talk to him, get to know him.
Yeah.
And I feel like people don't date enough. As in, I'm honestly not gonna go out on a date with someone that I haven't spoken to on the phone.
Mm-hmm.
I need to know who you are.
Agreed.
Are you crazy? I need to know your mind. Did you follow Kevin Samuels? I need to know this.
Did you follow Kevin Samuels?
I need to know this.
Because you could follow him to his grave. If that's the case.
Well, Andrew Tate, like, are you following? Is this your mindset? How do you see women?
It's true.
I need to know you. It's not about, I can buy my own food. I actually hate dating, as in the sense of get dressed up, sit in front of a person, talk.
Really?
We can do that on the phone. I'm 31. I've been on enough dates. It's okay.
She said, I'm not hungry anymore.
I'm not hungry. There's rice at home. Like, there's literally, I could eat at home. I'm not about this, like, date. And I understand some women haven't had that experience, so they want to date. But if you're intentionally trying to get to know someone, talk to them on the phone. FaceTime. See, they're not crazy. And then you deserve my presence at the table where I'm sitting, like this.
Do you know
I don't want to stare at your face if you're boring.
That's true. I feel like it's so important for a man to show effort. I don't feel like FaceTime is effort. I feel like take me out somewhere nice, show me an experience.
That will come
after the FaceTime,
after the talk. Yeah,
okay. I guess, you know, a couple FaceTime
couple
talks.
yeah
what's a couple to you?
As in the phone, it depends, because we're busy people. I'm not always available to go on a date, like, 3 days later. It may be 2-3 weeks.
Okay, yeah,
whenever
that's
the date
fair.
Is set for, we're going to talk prior to that.
And we're going to Shard.
To Shard?
Yeah. Listen, I can't speak. I'm going to speak for myself.
Well, you used to be speaking to a guy that is, that's his wave.
Yeah, you need to.
He's got Shard money. You got to be speaking to someone that got Shard money.
Because I'm sorry, yeah. I was looking at the census, like the UK census, and it says about, if you're talking about the black households, about not up to 10% are making over 60k a year in their household.
60k, that's not even six figures.
That's not six figures. So I want you to know that majority of people are not six figure niggas. Just let's be clear.
Let alone, what's Sweetie say?
Eight figure, that's my type. That's my, listen, we were singing it.
Enjoy.
In the UK, it's not here. Like, this is statistics.
Yeah.
Let's not push men that don't have money to force them for you to live a lifestyle that City Girl is living with her multi-billion pound boyfriend, billionaire, whatever. it's very, very, very delusional.
But can we also talk about the guys that are like drug dealers and trappers?
I love them.
And
I love them.
The guys that do fraud. These guys' money, they got money. They spend it on you. Do you know why? Because they stole it.
It's not theirs.
It's not their money. So don't feel privileged.
Yeah, agreed.
Don't.
Agreed.
So because you're dealing with these type of guys, now for when you meet a regular guy, he may have money. He may be on 60K.
Mm-hmm.
But it will nothing compared to this how much money these drug dealers are making.
Yeah, and they won't just fling it like this.
Yeah, they fling it. An average guy that works hard for his money is not flinging money at you. He's not buying you Chanel on the first date. He's not.
I agree. Agree to that. They're very stingy, in fact.
But they will love
because they work for
when
it.
When they invest in you, it's not first date, it's not second date. This may not even be 3 months into a relationship. But when they love you, when they open their heart to you, there's nothing they won't get you or try to get you.
That's very true. I feel like women, and again, it really comes down to the hurt and the heartbreak.
Yeah,
women want to see off the bat what you're on.
Yeah.
I think how men are is like, let me see what you're about. And then I will, you know, bless you.
You're both trying to see what
everyone's trying
about.
To suss each other out. The guy's scared because he's like, okay, she might be a gold digger, even though you don't have any money.
You don't have any gold, but
don't have any gold, but okay. I don't want to see if she's a gold digger, so I'm going to be clutching my coppers until she proves to me. And the woman is like, I don't want to waste my time on this guy. Is he just trying to fuck? I want him to show me with material stuff whether he likes me or not. Honestly, at this point, guys, more of the story. We're all fighting for our lives here. We need intervention. We need to go on a 21-day fast. And we need to pray for the nation. Thank you.
Not pray for the nation.
We need to pray for the nation.
I mean, pray for yourself.
Pray for the nation. Listen, we have to do intercessory. Pray for the nation, definitely.
It's CNT, baby.
Don't forget to subscribe.
Subscribe.
Don't forget to subscribe me up.
Subscribe.
Don't forget to subscribe. Subscribe. Don't forget.
So, guys, first of all, before we introduce our guest, I want to say that the live show is going to be coming very soon. We are having a release sale soon, but before that, I want you guys to make sure that you use the email. Subscription. What do they call it?
Mailing list.
So there's gonna be a mailing list that you guys at this moment right now need to sign up for the mailing list. When you're on the mailing list, you will get first notification of what's a guan in the Bumba Clot live show. Listen, guys, this live show is going to be the best live show anybody in the UK has ever seen.
Period.
Like, I'm telling you, the plans, the production, it shits on anyone you can think on, it shits on them.
Wow.
I'm sorry if you're my friend, but it is what it is. I'm sorry if you're my friend, but my live show is gonna be better than yours. Okay? Because we are trying to change the game to what a live podcast show looks like.
Yeah.
I'm tired of people sitting down on stools and having conversation and blah-de-blah-de-blah, yawn. We can watch that on YouTube. When people come to this show, they are going to have a motherfucking experience. Yes. And that's on...
Period.
That's on period. Oh my God, why did I not do that? That was a good rhyme.
What?
Experience, period. Yeah. But guys, without further ado, I would love to introduce my guest. She is a blogger, a vlogger, a social media personality. To be honest, she's actually mother. She is mother. She's been in the game since 2013. We have seen her grow and evolve into a woman of wisdom, and her pep talks all over the years have helped thousands of women level up and know their worth, including myself, honey. Without further ado, I would like to introduce mother, none other.
Hey!
It's Breedie Lee in the motherfucking bingo, mother.
Love it.
How are you?
I love that. Amazing.
So I'm good. So happy. I am. Listen, you are literally OG. Like, and one thing I love about you is that you are OG that is still on top, because some of the OGs there didn't make it, and I love them. but they didn't stand the test of time. And you are definitely a woman that have stood and stand dead. The test of time. I'm so happy to have you here.
I'm so excited to be here, honestly. It's a privilege.
I remember when I first met you, it was last year, and we was at a Netflix event.
Yeah.
And I came up to you and I was like, hi. I'm Joyce.
I was like, I know who you is.
I love you. Can you come on my show? And honestly, the fact that you're here now a year later means that that means I'm cool now.
I love it.
How are you? How's your week been? Talk to me.
Been so busy. I've been here, there, and everywhere. And just keep on rolling.
Keep on rolling keep and on moving rolling. And moving and rolling.
Because if you stop, you're going to stop.
I've been seeing you doing quite a lot of talks for Women's Month as well.
Yes, yes, yes.
How is that?
It's great. I've got another show tomorrow with Jo Malone.
Oh, fab.
Oh, yeah.
I love Jo Malone.
Beauty Works in Manchester 2 days ago. But yeah,
I think I saw that. You got the tapings?
Yeah, this is my tapings right now.
I want to talk about this because
No, it's not tapings, it's clippings.
Clippings.
There's a difference.
Sorry.
I asked the hairdresser, I said, oh, so how long does this last? He said, baby girl, you can't go to sleep in these. I said, what?
Sarried?
Oh, they're clippings. Oh, they're not tapings, they're clippings. I said, listen, I'm gonna wear these until I get my hair done on Sunday.
What's the difference? Honestly, I'm very intrigued at this whole the black girl taping clippings movement because I didn't know it was for us.
Oh yeah, yeah.
It's for us.
Yeah.
The tapings.
Yeah.
I've seen some tapings to start.
They look good, right?
They look good, yeah. And then when the water hits the head, boom. It's like a little bit of nigger, a little bit of Shakira. Like, yeah, it's a bit confusing.
But I think you kind of have to have relaxed hair to do it.
Okay. Mm. I haven't relaxed my hair in a long time.
That's good. Keep it like that.
To be honest, anyways.
Have you done like a sleek pony?
Oh, yeah. I'm a whore for a pony. But yeah. The texture of my hair is finished.
Oh. Oh, it's back. It's what?
Like, if I wash my hair now, my texture does not come back because I've straightened hair. Because I'm a ponytail girl.
Yeah.
I'm a do a pony.
Right.
And when the ponytail is, when they're straightening my hair, it's going smoky. Right. That is the texture. Yes. Sizzling. Because we need that shit straight. But I washed my hair. Before I did the braids, I took out my pony, washed my hair. And I said, the curls ain't coming back. The curls were not coming
back.
They're
gone. They did.
It was, my hair was like this. It was just sticking out all over. I said, well, that's that then. In the braids you go. But I'm going to leave these braids in for a while.
They look cute.
Thank you. I feel like I'm 16 again. I feel like
it makes you feel younger, right? Yeah.
It makes you feel young. But yeah, I love Jo Malone. You know, Jo Malone, yeah. I've never jumped on the perfume because when it was a proper hype,
yeah,
I couldn't afford it. But I just...
But now you can't.
To be honest, I could.
Hallelujah.
You
know,
what's your scent?
I like a musty.
Me too. Musty. Are you going to give us one that you would like to wear? Yeah. That the bad bees are wearing?
I cannot remember.
A mixture. Are you a mixing girl, though?
I do like to mix, but I also love a Givenchy.
Okay.
I feel like that's my signature scent.
I love Givenchy.
Yes.
There's a men's one that is fabulous in a black bottle.
Black.
It's in a black bottle, but it's actually quite... It's supposed to be a men's, but it's very feminine. I can't remember what it's called. It's gorgeous, yeah. It's in a black bottle. I can't remember. I will bring it up one of these days anyways. But guys, I want to talk about the word of the week. So every week we have a word of the week. And this week, the word is empowerment.
Ooh.
So obviously, because of Women's Month, the word of the week is empowerment. And as women, we go through a lot and are often unappreciated for what we do, which is why it's so important to empower each other in society where we constantly fight to have our voices heard. And we have an amazing quote from Roseanne Barr that says, "The thing women have yet to learn is nobody gives you power, you just take it."
Mm.
So... Here are some modern ways we can take back our power. Do you have anything? How can a woman take back her power before I say what the producers say?
How can a woman take back her power?
Yeah, or how could a woman, in other words, own the power that we were born and destined with?
Yeah, by being yourself.
Yeah.
You know that quote that says, no one is you and that is your power.
Oh,
your power is in being you, like fully you. And more times we're like shying away, like, maybe if I show this side, they won't like me. Maybe if I really be who I am, they won't like me. but you have to be yourself. Like, stand 10 toes in that. Like, whoever that is, that's you right now. That this version is you. So show up. Don't pretend.
Yes.
Don't pretend. Be.
Yes. I always felt like I'm really trying to embrace myself these days. I always felt like I was a little bit too masculine, and I always tried to be really like, I wanted to be more girly. Mm. But I kind of feel like who I am is my superpower.
Mm.
And it doesn't make me any less
than
a woman. I'm just different.
You're different.
I'm just crazy.
That's good. Yes. Different is good.
Different is good.
Everybody wants to be the same. Why?
Everybody want to be Jada Waiter.
And that's wild, but I get it. Like, there's, for every generation, there is a it girl that everybody wants to emulate.
Who was your it girl in your time?
Who was it? Maybe Kim Kardashian.
I think it was Kim, yeah.
Yeah.
She's fizzling a bit. She's growing.
She's plus 40.
Yeah, she's, yeah.
She embrace that.
She's getting older, but yeah, I think...
And we're all getting older. We don't need role model. We don't need people to look up to. Be yourself. Even in that, it's like, just be yourself. Like, I was inspired by Kim Kardashian with the hair, like the layers, you know, middle part in, like, everybody loved that bust down. But that's it. You can take little influences.
Yeah.
But trying to emulate someone.
Somebody, yeah, scary.
Don't find your own identity.
Even you're on TikTok, enough. Have you seen the impersonators of, like, Kylie Jenner and stuff, where they have, like, they're, like, impersonating them, like, they're... Is it lookalikes? They have like lookalikes, and they'll be pumping their lips.
I hate that, because you will never be them. You'll always be a Tesco value of anyone you're trying to be like.
Mm-hmm.
You'll always be less than.
Be so yourself.
Be you, because there's no one else that can take that place.
Agreed.
Own it.
Agreed. Agreed. I 100% agree. And here are some other ways that you can take back your power. So stand up for yourself. Mm-hmm. Women are often expected to be people pleasers, told to smile more and be submissive. This is why it's important to stand your ground in situations where you have to defend yourself. It's better to be labeled a bitch than a doormat for unappreciative individuals.
Yes.
Your voice deserves to be heard. How do you feel about
Absolutely.
That?
Absolutely. 100%.
I agree to that. I love
100%.
That.
100%. I think it is hard for us to have a voice,
mm-hmm.
and stand up for ourselves and really tell people who we are and what we want. Right, and how we expect to be treated, and I think being a people pleaser doesn't get you anywhere.
Mm-mm. Mm-mm-mm.
No one respects you.
That is that is true.
No one wants a yes man.
No, nobody wants a yes man. Nobody likes a no man, but nobody wants a yes man.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
You gotta lose either way.
Either way, yeah. So be yourself. Be you.
Be yourself.
Like, if you want to say yes, say yes. If you want to say no, say no. No is a complete sentence.
Agreed. Agreed. And of course, know you are valuable. You are invaluable. You are worthy. You are beautiful. Knowing how valuable you are is the ultimate power tool, because you are the only one that can build your own reality. So if you tell yourself positive things, it often becomes a reality. Even if you don't believe it yourself, say it until you do. Period.
Absolutely.
And that's something I can attest to.
Yeah.
When I was younger, I thought I was so butters. I've had really bad self-esteem because, like you said, growing up as a dark-skinned woman, and we wasn't the desired woman.
Yeah.
It was very hard for me. And on top of that, being very tomboy, I used to tell myself as a joke, and it's so sad when you think about it, I used to tell myself as a joke that I was peng. Like, I used to say it for banter.
I love that.
It's like... As in, like, I'm saying it because I don't even give a fuck. I'm paying, but I used to say it because I was being stupid. And I thought, I'm just joking. Like, I know I'm not paying, but it's funny because it's like a juxtaposition.
Because
I'm so ugly that it's a juxtaposition.
Oh my God.
Until one day, I started believing it. And I'm like, shit, girl, you kind of fine.
That speaks to the power of the tongue.
Literally.
Like, you are what you say you are.
You are. 100%. So from there, from me saying I'm beautiful as a joke, it became my reality. And I started believing. I'm like, yeah, I'm actually that bitch.
Yeah. Love that.
Big fucking pussy purr. But yeah, know you're motherfucking valuable. And yeah, so that's it, guys. So that's the word of the week. Empowerment. And you know what? Yeah, I think one thing I want to say, because we love talking about, I love Women's Month and I love women.
Yeah.
Most of them. Some of you, yeah, trash. I feel like it's important to not only highlight about how we have to fight, like, you know, men and this and that. Let's start empowering ourselves within our own communities as well, within each other, because I do really feel, and nobody talks about this, that it a lot of times it's women knocking other women down.
Let's talk about that.
It frustrates me because this Women Empowerment Month happens every month, but we want to skim over the fact that a lot of times men are not the problem. It's the girls.
Yeah.
It's the girls against one another. Yeah. The girls are pulling each other down. The girls are the first one to shoot another girl down. If you look at the comments, if you look at the comment section of a fiasco, it's usually a bunch of women calling another woman a bitch, calling another woman a this and a that. If we're going to talk about empowerment, can we not just talk about it when it pertains to men, but let's talk about it in our own communities and in our own environment. If you are passionate about the well-being and the mental, physical, spiritual well-being of a woman, then embody that in every capacity, not when it just becomes a man versus woman thing or this and that, because we only rally together when against someone else. But within our own communities, we are tearing. This one's wig. This one's this.
Picking them apart.
Oh, yeah. The competition. Girls. Let's not be fake. Right. That's all I have to say. Anything to add to that?
No, I think it's definitely a conversation, because we talk so much about, you know, men and women and whatever, but some girls aren't for girls.
They're not. They really are not. I remember I was looking at Uche. She's
makeup, a makeup girl.
Influencer. The most gorgeous human being. Perfection. Yeah. Somebody in her comments was like, oh, what do you use to slick her edges? A random girl came to her comments. I was like, she doesn't actually have any edges, but you can use the... What's your problem? Was like that kind of stuff grinds my gears. Unneeded, unnecessary, insecure.
Insecure, envious.
Envious. You pray against it because it's not cool. It's
wild.
It's very wild. And I see it very often, women dragging other women down as soon as they get the chance to, because they feel inferior to them.
That's the real pick me.
That's the real pick me.
Because for what? For why? How does that make your life any better?
It doesn't.
By pointing out something about someone. And the thing is, like, okay, we ain't got edges, so what? Like, we're not perfect.
Yes! I mean, I got my edges, but... But,
but you may not have other things,
it's,
like...
I'm actually bald, but it's another... Y'all know I got some shit. Y'all know I... Anyways, y'all, that's my conversation up there.
But it's like, women are... Like, people that are insecure, women that are insecure, they will find anything. Like, you could be perfect. Like, and because you appear to be perfect, they want to find that one thing.
Yeah,
it happens to me all the time.
It's really sad, and it's just not needed, guys. It's not needed. Let's show each other love. That's why I said I'm for most women, because some of y'all I can't be for you, and that's the honest truth. I can't be for you.
Yeah.
Cocktails and takeaways. Okay, guys, we are going to move on. We're going to play Win or Bin. So, you guys already know the name of the game, but our big sister here, she needs to get into it. So, we are going to give you a topic of conversation. You're going to tell us whether it's a win or a bin and why. Okay. Easy peasy. So, win or bin, rekindling old friendships. However you want to interpret that.
Friendships.
Rekindling old friendships.
2 minutes, I'll say a win.
Okay.
If it's an old relationships, I'll say bin. But a win for friendships, because I've done that. Whereby, I mean, I might not trust them the same, but there's parts of you that I did enjoy.
Okay.
So, as long as there's forgiveness there and the love is still there, yeah, we can vibe.
I agree. I literally agree. I feel like I'm happy to rekindle old friendships, as long as I think I've had a lot of situations coming into this space where, you know, people from my past life before I started doing social media have tried to crop back up, and I'm questioning their motive behind trying to rebuild that friendship.
Yes.
Like, funny enough, I had this recently where an old friend of mine who I knew before social media, we stopped speaking, and I believe we left on petty terms.
Yeah.
And she messaged me and she was like, oh, I miss you. And I'm like, girl, it's been like 5 years. What the fuck do you want? What have you? Like, do you know what I mean? Like, But if it's a thing where it's organic, let's just say we bumped into each other or genuine, and you didn't do anything to me.
Yeah.
I'm down for it.
Yeah, there's some girls that, never. But there's other girls that okay, we were a bit immature. Like, we could have resolved this, like, real talk.
Yes, them kind of stuff.
Yeah.
I'm all for forgiveness. I'm all for people growing and evolving and being. Oh my gosh, do you know what's even funny? Speaking of old friends, like, do you watch Love Island?
Yes.
Do you know that Saddam is actually an old school friend of mine?
Of yours?
Yeah, we went to the same school. She was in the same. She's in the same year as me.
Yeah.
And I used to work with her mum as well. If you guys know about Tesco Joyce back in the day, working in the deli counter, I used to work with her mum.
Wow.
And her mum's from Trinidad and Tobago.
Yeah.
So when I didn't watch this season, but I was on Facebook and I saw her and I was like, Saddam, you're in Love Island. I said, okay, pair. And yeah, she wasn't in my circle of friends, but we were cool. We were cool at school, and we all finished school together. And then I fucked off because I think Bedford is bad vibes. But yeah, see, if Saddam came up to me and be like, yo, Joyce, what's good? I'm like, yo, nice to see you.
Cool. Kind of a thing. A good positive rapport. Yeah.
Yeah, no, she was cool. She definitely was a cool girl at school. Not as cool as me, but she was cool. She was cool.
She was cool in her own right.
She was cool in her own right, 100%. She was calling her own right. But yeah, I'm really for it.
Yeah.
And I feel like anyone should be open to rekindling friendships.
Yeah.
Because I feel like the reason why I'm saying that is because a lot of people are open to rekindling relationships.
And more times when we feel like a friend is petty shit, like, it's not anything it's really deep. It's just we girls, I feel like we connect so quickly and then we fall out just as quickly.
I don't like that though. I feel like women should have the same drive to maintain friendships as they do relationships.
Some women are not loyal to their friendships.
It's true. I find that women take a lot more relationships than they do with their friendship. Like, that boyfriend has beaten you. He's cheated. He's destroyed you. He's broken your heart. He slept with your mommy and you stayed. You stayed with that boy.
Yeah.
Your friend said that, oh, you look fat in that dress. And you said, I'm never speaking to her again. Like, come on, man. Chelsea, come on now. Yeah, no. Like, girl.
No, 100%.
There's just no...
No grace.
There's no grace. There's no preservation of friendships. There is a relationship. Yeah. Stop it. But yes, I'm going to say win to that. So second win or bin is paying rent while living with your parents.
Win.
Why?
Because you are... at a certain age, I feel like if you're like 16, I don't even think your parents should be asking you for rent. Like, let you get your life together.
So what's a good age?
21.
From when you're 21?
Yeah, you got a job. You're making money. Contribute. It doesn't have to be half the rent. Pay something. When I was living at home, I was definitely contributing. I'm even still contributing now. I'll even let that roll. Let it roll. I'm like, yeah, mum. Yeah, you can hold that. Like, you know what I mean? Like, let it roll. But when you're there, you're using their electricity. You're sleeping in the house. And they don't have to keep you there. Like, do you know what I mean? So I definitely feel like you should contribute. But if you're young, I don't think your parents should be demanding money. Like, you get yourself on your feet. And when you... Actually, if you feel like you should pay, like if you feel like your mum's doing so much for you, like or your parents are doing so much, you should want to like add something.
I agree. It really comes down to the like what we're saying about the human. You know, you'll be thinking about, if you're making all this money, but let's think of the keyword contribution is different to paying rent because rent is an obligation.
Oh, as in paying the whole rent.
But no, paying a sum of rent to your parents.
Contribution, is good.
I love the word contribution because it's like, okay, you're contributing to the functioning of the house.
Yeah.
It's important, as like you said, especially if you have a job.
Yeah.
But I feel like there's some parents that really pressure their children to be paying dumb amount of rent. Like
that's not fair.
If your parent has financial
issues.
If you have financial If you're financially responsibility to your parents and the household,
yeah,
that's fucking ridiculous.
Yeah.
Move out.
For me,
move out.
Yeah.
Because I get it. There's some parents that are having financial issues, but I've seen it time and time again where you as a young adult are dealing with your own responsibilities and issues, and you're now having to look after
a whole household that's a burden
that you didn't even want in the first place.
No, move out for sure. Like,
pay your own rent somewhere else. I agree with that, but I'm gonna say win. Anyone that is living in their parents' house and is not contributing, you're a bum. Stand up. Like, I'm sorry, you have to do like
you're
something.
Bum.
Even if it's like, mom, I've did the shopping this week. Mom, I bought the milk and cheese this week. Something. You can't just be sitting there broke and just do nothing.
Don't be evil.
Don't be wicked and bad. Have a human heart. Have a human heart. But actually, we have some dilemmas this week. So this week, you guys sent some dilemmas, and thank you so much, guys. If you guys want to get involved with our dilemma episodes, please make sure you follow the Cocktails and Takeaway page, and also hashtag the CNT podcast as well on Twitter, because I look at that and I retweet it, and I love when you guys tweet me, so make sure you tweet me. I'm only ever on there for you, because Twitter's actually a bad place, and I'm literally going to be hosting a spiritual crusade for Twitter, because it's actually filled with evil spirits. But yes, let's move on to dilemmas. Are you ready?
Yes.
Hi Joyce. Hi. I feel like from a young age, my mother has demonstrated feelings of jealousy towards me. She never seems to be happy for me, no matter what I do. From graduating university to buying my first home, she never congratulates me or shows me that she is proud of me. She's always pocket watching, commenting on my clothes and how much I buy things, even though I help her with her own bills. Nothing I ever do is enough, and she constantly downplays major milestones in my life. I have considered cutting her off, but it's complicated because that's my mother. What would you advise me to do?
Their mom's a narcissist, unfortunately. And a lot of people have narcissistic mothers.
Wow. Can you just, for someone that didn't finish school like me, can you?
I have a whole video on this.
Narcissistic mothers?
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah.
Please.
And so many people relate to it. Like, mm-hmm. people like, you told my whole life story. Like, do you know what narcissist is in relationships? Have you ever experienced them?
I need to understand. If you can give me the definition.
A narcissist is a person who has a grandiose view of themselves. They mm-hmm. lack compassion. They lack empathy. Very self-absorbed. It's all about them. It's not about you. You're a means to an end and not the end. Especially mothers in relation to their children, they may be jealous, envious, living vicariously through them. If you embarrass them, if you make a mistake, it's an embarrassment for them, because they're so concerned about their own image and their ego. Mm-hmm. It's not about you.
Mm-hmm.
And they kind of view their children as objects or property, so they don't allow them to have their own life path.
Mm-hmm.
You're my child.
Yeah.
And they'll say, you're my child. And if I brought you into this world, I'll take you out. That's the kind of attitude that these kind of narcissistic parents have. So they don't want to see you win.
Wow.
Even though you are part of them, they are in competition because they have low self-esteem.
Wow. So in this dilemma, how does she deal with this?
She's got to create boundaries. If she's still living at home, she's got to create boundaries, like, and really reinforce them. And I think, like, narcissists are literal bullies.
Mm-hmm.
And what do you do to a bully? You stand up to them. If you keep rolling over for a bully, they're going to keep on bullying you.
Yeah.
You got to stand up and be like, no, I'm not a punk. You're not going to treat me like that.
Yeah.
And I know it's your parents, so you have to be respectful. But reinforcing your boundaries doesn't have to be disrespectful. You can say no without being rude about it.
Agreed.
You can, like, this is my, I'm in my house, I'm in my room. I'm not going to do that.
Are you okay?
Yeah?
Are you drunk?
Why?
Because you've just started whispering.
Am I whispering?
Yeah.
Am I?
You literally, you're like, yeah, you're just... Are you fighting the alcohol?
You can hear me, right?
Yeah. She just
took it down.
The one, I could take it. She put it on. Listen, I've done this job for too long.
What
did
you mean?
I was like,
she paused a beat.
The way the person, the way it just switched, I said,
But yes, create boundaries. Yeah. Okay, create boundaries. Even though you're living in their house, like, yeah, there has to be a boundary. You have to stand up to Agreed. Them. And if you can, move out. You don't want to. Like, yeah, you don't. And like what she said about, like, distance yourself. With narcissists, you have to do no contact. There's a lot of children with narcissistic parents. They don't talk to them.
That's really sad.
And for normal people that have normal relationships with their parents, they're like, oh, but it's your mom. No, but if someone is constantly dragging you down, yeah, like making you feel like a certain way, you don't want to be around
agreed,
that.
Agreed, agreed, agreed.
If you could choose your family, you would not choose that. Mm-hmm. That's not what you would choose. So you need to create those boundaries if you're living at home, but also make a plan to move out.
Agreed.
And go no contact, because you can be banging your head against a brick wall. Ultimately, pray for them.
Yeah.
But you know, narcissists, ugh,
they're always going to be. And I feel like sometimes it's really annoying, because when you have parents like this, your first response is to constantly try to prove yourself and try to do things that will make them say, yourself. Hello, no, it's me. Hello, no, it's me. Yeah. Hello, no, it's me.
Yeah.
I think you need to relinquish that feeling of wanting to be praised by your mom,
yeah,
because just understand she's never going to give it to
no,
you.
No, 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 no.
And find that happiness.
It's sad.
And
sad, but
it's the reality.
Yeah.
Find that praise within yourself and be like, I don't need my mom to pat me on the back and tell me well done.
Yeah.
I can receive that from myself or from other people that around me or from God. Like, I feel like that's the issue here, because it's like, nothing I ever do, I've done everything, I'm successful, I bought my house, it's not enough.
Don't prove yourself. Yeah, you don't have anything to prove.
You don't have anything to prove anymore, my good sister.
Yeah,
but big, big good luck to you, man, and I hope you do amazing. So next one, dilemma number two. I'm pretty sure my husband has been watching porn behind my back. He tries to instigate phone sex multiple times and has asked for raunchy pics. I sent him once in some sexy lingerie, but deep down, I'm not comfortable doing that with him. I feel like the porn almost replaces what I should be doing for him, and I'm not sure what to do.
Need to see a sex therapist. Need to go to therapy.
Yeah, agreed.
Couples counseling, because he's got a sex addiction.
Oof. Just like that.
Just like that. That's what it is. Oof. And you'll never be able to satisfy him. Mm-hmm. And like she said, she's doing things that she doesn't feel comfortable with.
Mm-hmm.
When he starts to encroach on your boundaries, you know you got a problem.
Yeah.
Like a big problem.
Mm-hmm.
That's not cool. So you need to encourage him to get help, because it's not going to get any better. You can't feed the beast.
Yeah.
And an addiction is a beast. You can't fulfill mm-hmm. it.
Agreed. And I feel like a lot of times what's really sad when it comes to men, porn and sex addiction is because overly sexual men have become so glamorized that normalized that it seems in men's community that sex has no boundaries.
Right.
That you can like, do, where, when, how.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And there's nothing wrong with it.
There is boundaries.
And I feel like it's very, very, very concerning. I was looking at something on Twitter the other day, and there was a guy who brought up, there's a sex app that you can track every time you have sexual relation. This guy sometimes masturbates 6 days a week, sometimes twice a day. And the whole calendar is just shows all the days that he's had masturbation every single day, sometimes 7 days a week, sometimes twice in a day. For me, that is insanity.
Right.
That's not normal. And that should never, for me, that should never be normal. Somebody masturbating every single day. That's from, if a woman was to do that, we'd be like, what's wrong with you?
Yeah.
But because it's men, it's like, oh yeah, you know, men are sexual.
Yeah.
Ridiculous.
No.
There was a conversation that I saw on the internet where today actually, where somebody said, some woman said that she was dating a guy, and the guy asked the guy what his body count is, and he said 1,000. 1,000.
That's normal.
It shouldn't be in any capacity.
That's an addiction.
In any capacity. What are you doing with 1,000?
No.
How many of them were bad bees?
That's a sickness. That means you'll smash anything.
That means you'll just be banking, whatever has a pussy, bruv. That's butters. That's class. That's
classless.
That is classless behavior. How many of those 1,000 people were bad bees? Can you see? Like, I agree with you. I think most men need to have sex therapy. I feel like a lot of men go through trauma pertaining to sex.
Yeah.
A lot of men were sexually abused.
Molested.
And molested, that because they were grown up not to be a victim, they don't understand how they were victimized.
Yeah, or they feel like it's empowering for men to sleep with women. But it's disempowering for women to sleep with
men. Yeah, agreed.
So for that age, you're like, oh yeah, you sleep with your babysitter. Oh my God, yeah, you're doing something. Yeah,
oh yeah, pick up you at like, 7 years old. Like, oh, like, babe, come
it's
on.
It's not okay.
I don't know which man needs to hear this, but go to sex therapy.
Yeah, no, yeah, get some help. Because
get some help.
It's not okay.
And then on top of that, the watching porn and having a skewed concept to what sex actually is.
Because your lingerie pictures is not going to do it for him.
No.
He's watching.
When sisters doing split on the dick and doing helicopter in the air, what can your lingerie pictures do?
Nothing.
Don't, like, it's nothing. Pornography is actually, it's a beast. But yes, good luck to you. Please,
please get help.
Please get help. Do not. It's not your responsibility. It's not your responsibility to be to be what you don't want to be. Of course, we've spiced up, up in the bedroom. But this one looks
between
like,
yourself, yeah.
Between yourselves, but this one doesn't look great.
No.
Okay, so we'll move on to the final dilemma. Hi, Joyce. Hi. A friend of mine recently stopped talking to me and I don't know why. For context, we have mutual friends and every time we go out, she avoids me. You see, I'm pretty as fuck.
Petty, sorry.
I'm petty as fuck, so I stopped talking to her also. My pride is high, but I want to ask her what's the issue, but I don't know if I should.
Yes.
You know what, this is like, okay. So, since the girl has a friend that she just suddenly stopped talking to her. We have a mutual friend, and every time she goes out, she avoids me. You see, I'm petty as fuck, so I stopped talking to her also. My pride is high. Okay, what would you do?
Speak to her.
I've had this situation before, you know, and it's bitten me on the ass.
Really? Why? By speaking to her?
No, not speaking to her. I've had a friend that, like, we were friends, and then she started moving weird to me. And then I'm just like, well, if you're going to move weird, I can't do nothing about it, and stop speaking to her. But I wish I had confronted the situation, because it could have easily been solved with a, what did I do?
Yeah.
How did I hurt you? Yeah. Let's resolve this.
Yeah. It's not about you. It's about them.
Yeah.
Yeah. If someone starts talking to you, it's about them. They clearly, but they also don't have the confidence to come and tell you about it. So if it's bothering you, you're seeing them out and it's awkward, then approach them. I do that all the time.
Yeah, you have to approach
like,
it.
All the time. I'm a nip it in the bud. There was one situation a few years ago, this girl stopped talking to me. Like, we were like in the same industry doing the same thing. And I saw her at my church, came to my church randomly. And after church, I said to myself, when I saw her, I was like, after the church service, I'm going up to her.
What's good?
Everything okay? Like, what's wrong? And she's like, oh yeah, same. And she's like she's palming me off. And I was like, and I tried. And then it was like, nah. They decided who you are.
Yeah.
You're the villain. They don't like you.
I can't come up with myself.
But that's at least I tried
to
get to the bottom of it. That means that you're not meant to be friends, like, clearly. Because anything that I do is not with ill intent. We're all going to hurt each other.
Mm-hmm, of course.
And so, but you need to know that my intention is not to hurt you. But if I did hurt you, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
So I can offer that to you. But tell me.
Exactly. Don't just be quiet.
Me and that's childish.
Block me and shit. Yeah.
Childish.
Very childish. I'm literally going through that situation as we speak.
I'm sure most of us are.
Most of us are. Yeah. But it's like, all you can do, if you can approach the situation and you open up to say, what's the issue? Let's have a grown conversation about that. How they interpret that or what they do after is up to
it's
them.
It's their business.
You know
you're
that
free.
You've tried.
Yeah, you're
you know
free. You've you're
tried.
Free. You're free.
You know you've
yeah.
tried.
So definitely approach the situation. I think a lot of friendships can be solved through communication.
Communication.
But communication takes vulnerability and nobody wants to be the weak one to come in, I'm sorry, what is it? Did I do anything to hurt? Nobody wants to play that position.
Do you know what? Yeah, I've learned to sometimes for your own peace to play that position.
You have to.
Because honestly, I hate the feeling of going out and there's problem and people
I hate
are questioning
it.
The awkwardness, the elephant
that.
In the room.
I hate it. Especially if we've been friends.
Yeah.
Like, why does it need to be that
it doesn't need to get
deep.
To there. It doesn't need to get to that.
No, no.
But yes, I want to say good luck. And of course, guys, please, I would love some more dilemmas. So send it in. And make sure you use the hashtag CNT podcast. But with that being said, we are going to close this episode. I want to say a big motherfucking thank you to my mother, Breed, for coming.
Thank you for having me and getting me dressed.
Where do we find you?
Find me on Twitter, Breeny Lee, BREENY.
Be nice.
LEE. No, don't be nice. I don't really care.
I do.
Breeny Lee on Instagram and YouTube. I've got a lot of things coming up, so make sure you are subscribed.
Yes, make sure you subscribe. I'm going to put it in the description box. And of course, it's been another episode with a beautiful bad girl, and we're going to be. And we are going to be back next week with another bad boy, a bad girl. And with that being said, we are motherfucking out. Power. Woo!